when you think about it, it's not easy to keep from just wandering out of life. It's like someone's always leaving the door open to the next world. And if you aren't paying attention, you could just walk through it. And then you die.
And counting to shoot off their nuclear wad. We would be getting it back in an hour and 10. I mean, he meant that we're at war. Nuclear war.
Who the fuck is this poser?
I don't know how this is scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah, you and me both.
Submarines off the east and west coast.
Okay. This is Sac-1 Command Post with communications check. How do you hear me?
It has been completed. Review, Sergeant.
Commander 5-8-4, you are clear for takeoff.
Trip for some coffee, General.
Yeah, good night.
Now, what's the matter with you? What's wrong with you?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with me. That guy on the phone might be wrong, but I'm not. So what I heard is right.
say so, I will. But...
But what?
Fred! Fred, put the gun away!
But what?
Want to tell you that some of the music we play is is really not geared for your bumping enjoyment. It's geared for you to think. So for those of you who don't think too much, I'm just telling you about that shit before we drop it on you.
Yeah, I know I'm an emotionally disturbed person. Yeah, I know I'm an emotionally disturbed person. Yeah, I know I'm an emotionally disturbed person. People think I'm talking to myself when I'm rehearsing.
Who knows? The president speaking on television at 6 tonight. Maybe he'll tell us something new.
They'll tell us what they want us to hear. Keep the panic at the low sweat stage.
I really don't think either side wants to be the first to use a nuclear device.
It's not a question of who, but where. Over whose real estate. Say we explode a nuclear bomb over their troops on our side. The fallout of it not drift over their side.
They're crazy. How do they expect it's going to stop with just one?
You want to know what crazy is? Crazy's not staying out of other people's business.
Well, maybe they'll contain it. After all, I've still got symphony tickets for tonight.
The thing that bothers me is that damn launch on warning.
What's that?
That's when one side tells the other that they're going to fire their missiles as soon as they think the other guy's missiles are already on the way.
You know, use them or lose them. You really think the chances of something like that happening way the hell out here in the middle of nowhere?
Nowhere? There's no nowhere anymore. You're sitting next to the Whiteman Air Force Base right now. That's about 150 Minuteman missile silos spread halfway down the state of Missouri. That's an awful lot of bullseyes.
It was a therapy happening. What I'll lose you with our memories. And memories aren't where it's at.
Don't sleep, don't sleep. Don't sleep, don't sleep. Don't sleep, don't sleep. Don't sleep, don't sleep. Don't sleep,
don't sleep. Examinations of a life which has turned itself from examinations of the navels of their interior terrors, concluding that the evolution of man is the basic corruptor, that our social nightmares are endemic to the beast within us. Political and cultural tyrant has been incorporated into their own egos, and there is no one to fight but themselves. How safe.
Talk a little about the guys, you know, thinking over different things, you know, putting down their head sometimes, and going back, saying, thinking over some memories. But what do you think? What are some of the things they think about, though? What are some of the things they worry about?
If you're going to die, that's all.
We're born to die?
Yeah.
What about in between the time you're born and the time you die?
There are even people leaving Kansas City because of the missile. Now I ask you, where did those one go from Kansas City? To the Yukon? To Tahiti? We are not talking about Hiroshima anymore. Hiroshima was peanuts.
Do you understand what's going on in this world?
Yeah. Stupidity has a habit of getting its way.
It was a good race, and then...
It's always been like that.
And I hope very much that you have as well.
Put a patio in a goldfish pond.
A little night music for all you night owls out there.
Thank you.
nice pretty play would be loading these bombs to satisfy my personal whim.
Thank you. a very good friend, a Hungarian, 10 years older than I, Diocida. He had a very independent mind and a great feeling what is coming. He saw years ahead that nuclear explosions would be coming for him. He was a friend, and I helped him. For instance, I drove him to an important interview with Einstein, where Einstein wrote a famous letter to Rosenberg that started things going. I myself was interested in theoretical physics, in explaining atoms, molecular vibrations, knowledge and knowledge. I didn't want to do it. But then, Hitler, not only swallowed up half of Poland, he invaded the West. And 2 days later, there was an invitation at Pan-American Congress where Roosevelt, whom I have never seen before, was going to speak. And he made a remarkable speech. How the world is really in danger by Hitler. Among other things, and at the climax, he said, you scientists are blamed for the weapons to be used. But I tell you, that if you now won't work on weapons, the freedom of the world will be lost. Now you know, I had the feeling that Roosevelt was talking to me. I was there when the letter was signed that the world is interested in nuclear energy. I thought I knew he was talking about nuclear energy. Of the 2,000 scientists there, I felt he was talking to me. Of course not to me. But in that 20-minute talk, my mind was made up. I continued to like better to work on pure science. But this had to be done. And as long as it had to be done, and I could contribute, I did, and was never sorry for having done.
To someone else's music, I can't help it that my music sounds like him. I bet you're thinking the same thing.
I sound like anybody. I sound like anybody. I sound
I'll ask it how it feels. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. It's been a long time. Shall we play a game?
Oh, love to. How about mobile demo theater? Or
wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play. Show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. Year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles.
There are too many ideas and things and people, too many directions to go. I was starting to believe the reason it matters to care passionately about something is that it whittles the world down to a more manageable size.
Every fucking day, somewhere in the world, somebody sacrifices his life to save somebody else. Every fucking day, someone somewhere takes a conscious decision to destroy someone else. People find love, people lose it. For Christ's sake, a child watches a mother beaten to death on the steps of a church. Someone goes hungry. Somebody else betrays his best friend for a woman. If you can't find that stuff in life, then you, my friend, don't know crap about life.
Make one mistake, you're going to destroy nations.
collision run. Mr. President, I have three questions to you. Number one, did you know the nuclear warheads were there? Number two, if you did, would you have recommended the Khrushchev, in the face of a U.S. attack, to use them? Number three, if you had used them, what would have happened to Cuba? He said, number one, I knew they were there. Number two, I would not have recommended Khrushchev. I did recommend the Khrushchev that they be used. Number three, what would have happened to Cuba? It would have been totally destroyed. If you and President Kennedy had been in a similar situation, that's what you would have done. I said, Mr. President, I hope to God we would not have done it. Pull the temple down on our heads, my God! That's how close we were.
executed. To be a giant hallucination machine is much, much worse.
This isn't funny. Do you know what this is like? It's like when you read about, I don't know, Anne Frank or something, and you say to yourself, Jesus, why didn't they do something? The whole world was collapsing. They just sat around, life was so sure, maybe it'll go away. But it never goes away. It only gets worse. Nobody thinks about the future. What's the matter?
Who's Anne Frank?
A girl in my English class, all right? What are you looking at?
Time. threat of all-out nuclear war, a threat far worse than any that has previously imperiled our species, hung over us for 40 years. At any time during the Cold War, superpowers could have stumbled towards Armageddon through muddle or miscalculation. When the Cold War ended, the risk plainly eased. Bulletin's clock was put back to 17 minutes to midnight. There was thereafter far less chance of tens of thousands of bombs devastating our civilization. But there is now more chance than ever of a few nuclear weapons going off in a localized conflict. We're confronted by proliferation of nuclear weapons in North Korea and Iran. Terrorists may someday acquire nuclear weapons. If they did, they would willingly detonate in the city center, killing tens of thousands along with themselves, and millions around the world would acclaim them as heroes. Moreover, the threat of global nuclear catastrophe could be merely in temporary abeyance. In the last century, the Soviet Union rose and fell. There were two world wars. In the next 100 years, geopolitical realignment could be just as dark. They could lead to a nuclear standoff between new superpowers that might be handled less well or less luckily than the Cuba crisis. The nuclear threat will always be with us.
Talk is cheap, nevertheless I go for broke. Constructing more to fall.